Section 1. The Myths of Leading from the Middle of an Organization. These are classic pictures of leadership. William Wallace leading the charge of his warriors against the army that would oppress his people and him. Winston Churchill defying the Nazi threat as much of Europe collapsed. Mahatma Gandhi leading the 200-mile march to the sea to protest the Salt Act. Mary Kay Ash going off on her own to create a world-class organization. Martin Luther King Jr. standing before the Lincoln Memorial, challenging the nation with his dream of reconciliation. Each of these people was a great leader and impacted hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people. Yet, these pictures can also be misleading. The reality is that 99% of all leadership occurs not from the top, but from the middle of an organization. Usually, an organization has only one person who is the leader. So, what do you do if you are not that person? I've taught leadership for nearly 30 years, and in just about every conference I've taught, someone has come up to me and said something such as, "I like what you teach about leadership, but I can't apply it. I'm not the main leader, and the person I work under is, at best, average." Is that where you live? Are you working somewhere in the middle of your organization? You may not be a follower at the lowest level of the organization, but you're not the top dog either. Yet, you still want to lead, to make things happen, to make a contribution. You do not have to be held hostage to your circumstance or position. You do not have to be the CEO to lead effectively. And you can learn to make an impact through your leadership even if you report to someone who is not a good leader. What's the secret? You learn to develop your influence from wherever you are in the organization by becoming a 360-degree leader. You learn to lead up, lead across, and lead down. Not everyone understands what it means to influence others in every direction. Those you work for, the people who are on the same level with you, and those who work for you. Some people are good at leading the members of their team, but they seem to alienate the leaders in other departments of the organization. Other individuals excel at building a great relationship with their boss, but they have no influence with anyone below them in the organization. A few people can get along with just about anybody, but they never seem to get any work done. On the other hand, some people are productive, but they can't get along with anybody. But 360-degree leaders are different. Only 360-degree leaders influence people at every level of the organization. By helping others, they help themselves. At this point, you may be saying, "Leading in every direction, that's easier said than done." That's true, but it's not impossible. In fact, becoming a 360-degree leader is within the reach of anyone who possesses average or better leadership skills and is willing to work at it. So, even if you rate yourself as only a 5 or a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, you can improve your leadership and develop influence with the people all around you in an organization. And you can do it from anywhere in the organization. Leading in all directions will require you to learn 3 different sets of leadership skills. You may already possess an intuitive sense of how well you lead up, across, and down. I want to help you make a more accurate